Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what was your reaction when you found out about the trade?
I was excited. You know, the Steelers are a great team, historic team. You know, there's a great culture surrounding the football program. And I was just excited. You know, I talked to Coach Tomlin a while back before I was drafted. And I just got a really good sense of who he was as a coach. And, you know, when I found out the news, I was just excited.
What's it like jumping right in?
It's tough. But, you know, football is football at the end of the day. Once you learn the terminology and you learn the, the verbiage of the game and the small little differences in the game, you're good. Like today, I feel like I didn't feel out of place at all. I didn't feel like I was in the wrong spot at all because, you know, like I said, football is football. I was here yesterday for about 4 or 5 hours, just going over film with the coaches and just breaking stuff down. And you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot, and I'll definitely be ready for Sunday.
How do you feel in this locker room? Do you know a lot of these guys or anything?
I know a few guys. Whether it was working out before the combine, I played with Isaiah Buggs. He's a good player. A good teammate, so you know I'm excited about just being back with all those guys.
Mika, what happened in Miami? Can you explain why you wanted out?
I'm not going to talk too much about Miami. I'm here in Pittsburgh now. I'm excited about being here, and my focus is going to be here.
Do you have a sense about this team? Leaving an 0-2 team, joining an 0-2 football team. Is it a different mindset here?
I can't really say too much. I've only been here a little bit over 24 hours, so I can't say too much. But, like I said, just the overall culture of the Pittsburgh and the history of Pittsburgh is a winning culture. It's a winning team. It's a team that focuses on, you know, being tough, physical, and just going out there and dominating their opponent. So, you know, just because we're 0-2 right now doesn't mean you can't turn it around. And, watching the game film, it was the first game, you know, we played a great team. Yeah, last week it was just two or three plays that could have been made that could have turned the whole entire game around. And, it's just learning the game and learning the situation of football, and we'll make those steps.
Minka, they got you at free safety, obviously, here. Are you welcome to playing in the box from time to time? Because reading the reports out of Miami, it didn't seem like that was something you welcomed.
If I got to do it time to time, yeah, I'm fine with it. But every single snap, that's I don't think that's what I'm fit for right now, my skill set right now. But, if they asked me to do it, like I did it some today. Playing in the box, fitting the run, covering tight end, stuff like that.
How much work did you get today, your first practice, first game?
Can you say that again?
How much work did you get today in practice, and where all did you work at?
Well, I was out there pretty much all practice. I was out there. Every time the defense was out there, I was out in the field.
First team?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Did you want to get assurances from the Steelers that they weren't going to move you around a lot when you got traded here? Or I think Tomlin put it as anchoring you down right now.
I think right now it's important to anchor me down because I'm learning an entirely new system. I think once I learn the system more, I will be able to move around, and because I think it's a vital part of my game is my versatility, able to move around, whether it be the free nickel corner, playing in the box, covering guys, stuff like that. I think that's an important part of my game, and that's a reason why they wanted me here, is to move around. But right now I do have to anchor down that one position, learn that position well, play at a high level, and then be able to move around.
How long will it take you to get up to speed, you think?
I don't think it'll take too long. I just got to learn ways to simplify the game so I can just go out there and just play fast. A lot of it is just word association. Some of the words mean the same thing as it did in Miami or Alabama as it does here, but just different words. So like green might mean one thing here, or mean this here, and red might mean the same thing here. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Just getting those two together.
Terminology.
Yeah, this exactly.
This franchise hadn't traded its first round pick since 1966. Did you know that? And what does that tell you about how much belief they have in you to make that move? Something they don't.
It's an honor that they did that. It means that they think very highly of me. Like I said, I'm excited about it, and I just got to just work to fulfill everything that they think I could be.
Does that put a certain amount of pressure?
Nah, not at all. I'm just going to go out there, do my job, work hard, do what I do.
What's the expectation for Sunday?
Expectation? Yeah. Go out there, play football, and win the game. I'm sick to be out there full time. As long as the defense is out there, I'm expecting to be out there.
Any pressure to open eyes or do more out there this Sunday just to kind of fit in and or whatever it might be?
I just got to do my job right now. I got to just go out there, play football like I always played it, which, you know, but the main thing to me is just doing my job, communicate to my teammates, and with that, we'll come to big plays and, you know, the big hoorah moments and stuff like that. So the main focus is just going out there and doing our job.
What do you know about Steelers fan base, the Steeler Nation? Do you know anything?
I know a lot of Steelers fans. I grew up in New Jersey, so there's definitely a lot of Steelers fans there. They're definitely great fans. They're definitely passionate fans. And like I said, it's a historic program that's used to winning. And, you know, we just got to just keep winning games and keep being on track.
Is it kind of like cramming for a test right now as far as studying and making sure that communication's there?
A little bit, but like I said, we're trying to simplify the game. At least I'm trying to simplify the game, and so I could go out there and, you know, I'm not going to be out there stuttering or overthinking stuff. I'm just going to go out there, see something, call it, and just play ball after that.
Minka, Mike Tomlin talked yesterday about how the Steelers were really comfortable with you because they did a lot of scouting with you when you were coming out of Alabama. How much did you get to know him through that process? Did you, have any comfort level with the Steelers because of that?
Like I said earlier, I talked to him before the draft. He was at Pro Day down in Alabama, and I didn't participate. So I was just talking to all the different coaches, and we exchanged words for about 5 minutes. I sat next to him for a little while as the drills were going about, and I was talking to him, and like I said, I just got a good feel. I was hearing him talk about football and saying things to other coaches. And I was like, okay, he knows football, he knows what he's talking about and everything else like that. So, like I said, I just got a good feel for him.
Do you remember covering the position you had?